Good evening, church. I gotta admit, this is definitely the most terrifying night in my entire life. Well, if you turn in your Bibles, I'll be preaching from the book of Romans, chapter 1. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, and I love you tonight, Lord. Just help me get through this, Lord. I am nervous. It's quite noticeable. Lord, I ask that you just help me to calm my nerves, Lord, and help me to say what you want me to say, Lord. I don't have anything to do with this. I want only what you want me to say, Lord. And just help all of the congregation tonight. Help us to all get something out of it, me included, Lord. And I ask in Jesus' name, amen. Well, Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." When Paul wrote this, he was living in a world where Christians were mocked, hated, even killed for their faith. Yet Paul boldly declared, "He is not ashamed." And let me tell you today, this same gospel still has power. It can save anyone, young, old, rich, poor, black or white, it does not matter. The gospel is for everybody. But here's the question tonight. Are you ashamed of the gospel, or are you unashamed? The title for my sermon tonight is Unashamed of the Gospel of Christ. My first point, the gospel is the power of God. And 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. It says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." The world thinks the message of the cross is foolish. You might have heard people say, "Why believe in a book that's 1,000 years old? Religion is just a crutch for weak people." Or maybe at school or work, you've heard, "Don't bring up Jesus here." But to us who believe, the cross is not weakness, it is power. Think about electricity. You can't see it, but when you flip the switch, the lights will come on. The gospel is like that. It's invisible to the world, but it changes lives when the switch of faith is flipped. My second point tonight, why people are ashamed of Jesus. Mark 8:38. It says, "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Jesus warned that if we're ashamed of him, he will be ashamed of us. That's heavy. Why do people get ashamed? For teens, it's most likely peer pressure. Many teens today would rather fit in with the crowd than stand out for Christ. I was one of those, that's for sure. But now, since I've been called to preach, it's definitely changed. At work, you adults may stay silent about your faith because you're worried about what coworkers will think. On social media, people, I've seen it all over. They'll post about their hobbies, their food, their vacations, but I hardly ever see anything about Jesus. And then John chapter 12. I got a lot of scriptures, so hang with me. John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43. Nevertheless, amongst the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. John tells us that some believed but did not confess because they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Let me ask, whose praise are you living for? Man's or God's? Point three, boldness comes from knowing Christ. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. It says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Peter and John were just ordinary men like you and me. They were not trained, they were not scholars, but people were amazed because they had been with Jesus. Boldness doesn't come from education, money, or talent. Boldness comes from time spent with the Lord.
You're right.
2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according unto the power of God.
Amen.
2 Timothy reminds us, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Here's a real world example. You know how when you hang out with a close friend long enough, you start picking up on their phrases or habits?
Yeah.
That's very true. In fact, a lot of y'all, most of y'all that know me, you probably think I'm always quiet and well-behaved. But when I'm around Beaver there, I'm a totally different person. Called you out there, Beaver. But it's the same with Jesus. The more time you spend with Him, the more His boldness runs off on you. Point four. Being unashamed means living it out daily.
That's good.
Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on the candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Jesus said, we are a light in the world. You don't light a candle and hide it under a basket. Church, our world is getting darker, but that just means your light will shine brighter. People will notice. At school, do your classmates know that you're a Christian? At your job, do your coworkers hear you talk about God, or do you just blend in with the crowd? this next one gets me. At home, do your family members see Christ in the way you act, not just in what you say? That one hits me the worst. James.
Yeah.
Chapter 1, verse 22.
Yeah. Yeah,
it says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves."
Yeah.
Jesus says, be doers of the word, not hearers only. In other words, don't just talk the talk, walk the walk.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Point 5. Examples of unashamed faith. Let's look at some examples in the Bible here of people with unashamed faith. First, we see Stephen. While he was being stoned to death, he prayed for his killers.
Yeah.
That's pretty bold. Then we see Paul. He was beaten, whipped, thrown in prison, yet he still sang hymns and preached the gospel.
Amen.
Then we see Daniel. He prayed 3 times a day in public, even when it was illegal, even at the threat of being thrown in a den of lions. But then, the last one I put down here, the 3 Hebrews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They refused to bow to an idol, even when it meant being thrown into a fiery furnace.
Yes.
Now let me bring this closer to us today. We might not face lions or furnaces, but we face ridicule, rejection, and mockery. Yes. If these men could stand bold in the face of death, what excuse do we have when the worst we face is someone laughing at us?
Right.
Number 6. You're either ashamed or unashamed. There's no middle ground. Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. It says, "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of thy mouth." Jesus told the church of Laodicea, "You are lukewarm. You're not hot, you're not cold. And because of that, he will spit you out." Listen, church, there is no middle ground.
Amen.
You can't be halfway saved, halfway bold, or halfway Christian.
Right.
You're either ashamed or unashamed.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And then Matthew chapter 10. I'm almost done.
Hey, thank you,
doing great.
Verses 32 and 33. "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Jesus said, if you confess him before men, he'll confess you before his Father. But if you deny him, even by silence, he will deny you. My last point, 7, the world needs unashamed believers.
Yeah.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 15. that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, amongst whom ye shine as lights in the world. We are called to shine as lights in a crooked and perverse generation. Look around. Our world is broken. Families are falling apart. Violence is everywhere. People are searching for meaning. The world doesn't need more celebrities, politicians, or influencers. The world needs unashamed believers. Young people, old people, moms, dads, grandparents, people who will say, I will not hide my faith. I will not stay silent. I am unashamed of the gospel of Christ. And as I close, let me ask you, when you stand before God, will He look at you and say, well done, my good and faithful servant? Or will He be ashamed of you? The gospel is the power of God. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't hide it. Live it, share it, and shine it. And when that day comes, may we all hear those beautiful words, well done, my good and faithful servant. I'm going to pray and then I'll hand it over to you. Father, help us tonight, Lord. We need, this nation needs to start being unashamed of You, Lord. We need people to go out there and spread Your word, Lord. It's the only way to get the lost to You, Lord. I ask that You just help us with this. Help me be a better Christian, Lord, and help me be able to be the example and the witness You want me to be, Lord. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. That's all I had.
Unashamed believers. 282. Unashamed believers.